This is the sixth track on the Leicester Oral History Trail. Recorded in 1985, Hilda Stacey describes the many comings and goings before the Second World War at the Fish and Quart pub, which used to be at number 65, and is the large building on the east side of Churchgate, just past Mansfield Street. Then Shirley Orcott talks about Churchgate in the 1950s and her father's shop at number 31, which is now part of a pub.
The firm wanted him to go to the Fish and Quart in Churchgate, which he went. And we had all the animals from the palace when they brought circuses and things. And all the artists used to come across for the drinks. We had the elephants and the ponies and the monkeys. We had such a big yard and stables. And I remember they brought the elephant one time when they brought... It was the Royal Italian Circus. And they brought it to stay at the Swan and Tunex or somewhere there. And it wouldn't stop. It came right down to the Fish and Quart. And it always had a coloured fellow with it, which was brought up with it. And it wouldn't stop in the stable without the zebra there. It had to have the zebra in the stable with it. And this fella had to sleep in the stable with it, on a camp bed. And he said if he wanted to go to the pictures or anything, he don't leave it, like a babysitter. And we had another one come, an elephant, and it walked from Nottingham. And the fellow that was with it, he couldn't control it. And we had a great big gateway. And they came in and they said they couldn't get the elephant in. So a fellow says, I'll go and get it in. So my father said, don't be a fool, man, it could kill you. Oh, he says, it won't. He went up and he spoke to it in Hindustani and it crawled up and went under the... like that.
And this was an Englishman who did that?
Yes.
Spoke in Hindustani?
Yes. Oh, yes, marvellous. And we also had the boxers, you know, at the Fish and Quart.
Oh.
We had... And he was terribly ugly. And his wife was pretty. They called him Beauty and the Beast. When he came down Churchgate, he was like an ape. But when he got a skipping rope, he was like a fairy. But he was a grand chap. Then we had Maurice Gazelle, the Frenchman. Joe Woods from America. Donald McCorkindale from South Africa. We had the opposition camp to the Reggie Meene camp and Larry Gaines camp. I think they were at the Queen's in Charles Street.
And you had a training ring down there?
Yes,
the...
training ring, yes, and everything.
Right. What do you mean?
But Joe Woods always said, he was an American, he says, we don't come to box, we come to fight. He says, you box in the ring, boxers, in England, but he says, we don't. Which they don't today, do they?
My father, after the Second World War, came back from being in the RAF, and opened up a shop in Churchgate called Apex Craft. And it was a shop that sold model aeroplanes, model boats, model anything, radio control planes, things like that. It was the shop that every little boy in Leicester knew because there was always something in the window to attract, and it was on the way down to the bus station. We went to live in Churchgate when I was 18 months old until I was five. So my sort of very early childhood is spent sort of living behind the shop and over the shop. Something today I'm quite proud of having lived right in the centre of town in Churchgate, because I still think it's a very old part of Leicester that's a bit like a village that's not really changed, not like the rest of Leicester. Prior to my father taking over, it had been an undertaker's. There was apparently, you know, sort of... Well, my mother sort of said a chilly feeling in the cellar. I did. My mother had a bit of a vivid imagination. I used to like going down, and so did my brothers, because people would drop money down the grating and you could always find money down there. But then it was very much a community. So my mother was very friendly with the landlady of the pub and the Oldhams, and it was quite a sense of community, although it was in the centre of town.
For the next track, turn into St Peter's Lane, then right into East Bond Street and stop outside the tax office on Causeway Lane. There are some seats here if you want to sit down.